Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
So, we're back.
Rem is currently mewing.
Yeah, oh, I had to break my mewing streak.
Oh no, not like five seconds.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. We're back again. A lot has happened in this week.
I got chased through Roku City. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you have to pay $50,000 for that though?
Oh yeah, I paid $50,000.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Best game of tag of my life.
Well, before we get into the episode, hold on. Oh, look what's back. Iced tea. Hold on. I'm gonna open this real quick. Oh my god. Fortnite. There we go.
We get a Fortnite. We got the giant chicken from Family Guy. We got him.
Morty.
Fortnite. Morty. Oh, that's so cool. Epic. I do not care about this season anymore.
I stopped.
I'm so done with it. Like,
I'm done with Fortnite altogether. And I don't.
No. They're bringing back OG later.
Oh, well, then I'll play it.
Yeah, because that's the only time I had fun.
Yeah. Well, BCA, what is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is mewing.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, mewing. Brain rot. Now, mewing... Yeah. Mewing is very interesting. No, it's not. It's not.
They're making an entire movie on it. It must be.
They did. There's a movie on Netflix right now
called... Oh, wait, is it out?
Yes.
Oh my god.
We have to watch it, called Open Wide. And in the movie,
Whoa, Open Wide? Whoa, why are they opening their mouths? They're gonna break their streak.
The creator of Mewing, John Mew. That's his name, by the way.
Oh my god.
The creator of Mewing's name is John Mew. He talks about something at, you know, Mewing, I guess.
Probably.
He talks about Mewing in the movie, and then... Yeah. So you can go watch that. So what is mewing exactly? Let's talk about mewing. So when you mew, sounds so...
I thought mewing was like the sound that like a cat made.
I thought that's what it was at first too.
Yeah. I was like, why are people like making cat noises? So like, what's going on?
Mewing is pretty much just like a way of improving your jawline or something. I don't really even know what it does. So how to properly mew here, what you close your mouth. You have to put your tongue to the top of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then that's mew. That's literally all it is.
That's so Sigma.
Can you just like not open your mouth?
Dude, that is so Patrick Bateman, literally me Sigma.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling, I drive.
Literally me driving.
Yeah.
I love how that just, like, turned from, like, a reaction image to, like, people just putting people dying over it.
Yeah. So, mewing became a meme because funny. The word's funny. Yeah,
and how did this become a meme? Like...
Well, we're going to be talking about that and the origin.
Oh my god, yeah.
Well, hold on. In just a minute, we have to talk about, like, why it's a meme. So, the reason it's a meme is because it's funny. And people put a song over it. It's like, it goes like, dun, 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 bye, bye. And then, like, then they mew, you know?
Oh, that's so cool.
This is so dumb. It's if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
I am aware of Digital Circus, but I have not heard of Skibbity Toilet.
Ah, Chris Chan, what a funny guy.
No. No. There will be no compliments of Chris Chan on this
watch. On Etsy right now, you can buy a fully made comic book of the first issue of Sonichu.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I want...
It's, like, really high quality.
How much is it?
I don't know. Some of them are signed by Chris Chan.
My God. That's so cool.
I don't... We'll have to check out the prices.
Yeah, let's... Are we gonna buy this?
Oh, absolutely. We have to.
It's a but we're giving the guy...
Oh, but it's meme history, though.
But his mom.
But I forgot about that. Like, so...
Guys, it didn't happen. I forgot. Guys, literally no one's talking about that anymore. Like, literally.
I completely forgot that happened, and now
how did you forget that that happened? That's why you got put in
now
jail.
I don't know if I want to do it, if I want to buy this.
Exactly. Actually, me and you could... We could go visit Chris Chan's house.
Or pay him a little visit.
You know? Oh, no. We actually can. People do it.
Yeah. Remember when he wanted his house to be a Pokestop? Pokestop, my God.
Oh, my God.
Or is it a gym? I don't... Either one. I don't remember.
Chris Chan's house is a gym.
I can tell you that's not what he's going to.
Yeah. Oh,
get it? Get it? That. Get it?
It's okay to make fun of him because he's done bad things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So, yeah, that's what that's how Mewing's a meme.
What's the joke? I don't...
The joke is mogging.
Okay, I don't know
mogging,
the difference between mogging and Mewing. What is mogging?
Mogging looks maxing.
What is, okay.
I looked up the definition of mogging. And it was something like being like the best looking person. So when you're mogging,
yeah,
you're like trying to be like you're trying to be like the best person around.
And is look maxing just Mewing? What
looks maxing is pretty much just Mewing, I'm pretty sure. These words I know sound very...
I wish I could go back to a time where I didn't know what a phantom tax was.
Yeah.
I was genuinely confused.
Remember when the internet was like actually like really wholesome and creative?
Rem, that was never the case.
Yes, it was.
4chan has existed for so
long.
No,
okay, I'm talking about like not 4chan. We're talking about like YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And like other social media platforms. Like, dude, YouTube back in the day was such a nice place.
Instagram used to be full of those like Fortnite meme accounts that would always go like trick little kids.
Oh my god, remember when Instagram was kind of wholesome?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Now it's just people dying.
Me and BCA were looking through videos on there. We just found racial slurs, people dying, and memes. That's all that was there.
That's all that's on there.
I mean, what more?
All the plus tubers are dead.
What more do you really need?
From a social media platform.
All the plush tubers are gone that we used to talk to.
There's a few of them that are still there, but like...
Randy's on there. He's almost at a million followers. He posts stuff about Mewing from time to time.
Yeah.
The definition of Mewing, according to Know Your Meme, is a slang term referring to a tongue exercise in which the tongue is rested against the roof of the mouth, which some have claimed can change the shape of one's jawline. Do you believe that Mewing can do this?
Yeah, probably.
If you think about it, Mewing is like evolution.
No.
No. Think about it. You know how like when like animals and like stuff evolve? Like it's from like parts of their like things evolve. So if you do that, does that mean that humans' jawline will improve?
Hey, shut up.
No, this is like a serious question, though.
You are not comparing
Mewing. No. Mewing might be like a scientific... There might be like a scientific...
No, it's just an exercise. Just because you can like train your legs to run for a long time, that doesn't mean you're evolving.
No, I haven't heard Super Mega Man 10 at all. Mega Man.
Yes.
Do you think Mewing is evolution?
I mean, I was trying to do it. I don't.
Were you
excuse
mewing?
Excuse me.
Yeah, I was mewing.
Were you unironically?
Was mewing the entire time. Okay.
You know, Maybe he's evolving, you know? Maybe it's just maybe it's like Pokemon.
It's not like Pokemon.
Or Pal World. Or
Pal World.
Can they even evolve in Pal World? I don't know.
I cannot wait.
That's what mewing is. Now
I might get Pal World, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
My friend is, like, begging me to buy it. Oh, that friend is Mr. Fricker, by the way.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And then you're going to stop playing it in 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
And it's just going to chill in your Steam library till next year.
Listen, buddy. I might actually play it. I might actually play it. Yeah. You know, I could become a PalTuber, Rem.
Why? Alright, well, that's what mewing is. That's why it's a meme. It's time to really find out why it's a meme, because I don't really even know. BCA, can you tell us how this meme originated?
Yes, and before I do, I just want to say I called it when Lethal Company came out. I was like, okay, this game is going to die in like a month, and I was right. I have not seen anything Lethal Company related in like 2 weeks.
It is pretty dead.
Yeah, it's Lethal Dead, am I right?
Yeah.
I've only played that game once.
Brother, did you spend money on it? How much?
How much?
Like $10. The game is like $10.
I could have bought so many MVM tickets.
You could have bought... Yeah. And got nothing out of it.
Could have bought this... I mean, at least it's fun.
Yeah. Community servers.
A bunch of bookie down.
You could have just played community servers.
No, but then that gets rid of the chance of me getting things.
Yeah, but you still wouldn't get anything.
No, I will.
It's the gambler mindset right there.
Oh, BCA. Yeah, people were like doing Boogie Down from Fortnite because of Lethal Company. I don't know why, it's stupid. I don't want to, I don't even want to get into it.
You gotta get that big win, BCA. Gotta keep
99% of gamblers give up before they hit a big.
Exactly, you gotta get that big win by spending more money on MVM tickets.
Yeah, I'll get a golden frying pan one day. No, I won't. In early June 2014, a thread about
you are reading. I don't know what you are doing.
That is a thread. I don't know why I was reading that. The term mewing was coined by British orthodontist Mike Mew in October 27.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'm sorry.
What?
I watched John Mew's video. I think he has a brother named John Mew.
Oh, I see.
His name's Mike Mew. Maybe I was thinking of Mike, you know? Maybe I got it mixed up.
FNAF fans remember the word Mike or William.
I thought of FNAF immediately when I saw the name Mike. Mike Mew. My bad, guys.
Yeah, the first time I watched the FNAF movie, I remember I didn't draw the parallel that the guy who hired Mike was also William.
What's your deal, Mike?
Wait, confused.
Okay, I'm sorry. How did you not know that?
He looks different without his glasses on.
What?
He looked weird. I don't know.
I still don't understand how you didn't
pick up.
I did not tell.
I could not tell until me and you went to watch it again.
God, there is.
Which that video is still rotting in my camera roll. I'll edit it some.
You better.
I will.
There's an entire movie where he doesn't even wear glasses at all.
Okay. Like that's like every movie he's in.
Okay. Alright, buddy. Stop bullying me. I dropped my phone. Alright. So, in early June 2014, a thread about Mew's video was submitted. Oh my god, I'm reading the wrong thing again. Hey, know your meme. Fix your website and stop refreshing my page every 5 minutes. The term mewing was coined by British orthodontist Mike Mew on October 27th, 2011. Mew created the Orthotropic. Rob, what is that word?
Orthotropics. Orthotropic.
Yeah.
Pretend I said that right.
YouTube channel did. On February 18th, 2012. Wow. A video titled "What is Orthotropics?" was uploaded to the channel, which provided an overview of Mike Mew's treatments. on March 18th, 2014, 21 Studios uploaded a presentation by Mew in which he explains the theory behind correcting tongue posture to improve one's jawline. And I'm sure he put a lot of Skibbity Toilets and Patrick Bateman in here.
Drug dealing just to get by. Stack your money, let it get sky high.
Okay, wait, let me take a wild guess. Is this a Kanye song?
They said we wouldn't make it past 25.
Just is this a Kanye song?
Still
oh, did it come out?
I just made that right now.
Did it come out?
I just wrote that right now.
Rem, did Kanye...
I was making a reference to Kanye.
Did it come out?
It's not February 9th yet. However, a little update on Kanye. He announced that there is not going to be just one, not two, but three albums. I just spat what? All over my phone. Vultures Volume 1, 2, and 3.
Why couldn't they be one album?
It's like over 60 songs, that's why. But I mean,
makes the album 6 songs.
So, for Volume 1 supposed to come out February 9th. He didn't specify which year.
Oh.
I don't know. Could be.
Womp womp. The words womp womp are actually starting to not be funny anymore.
I mean, the more a word becomes popular and people say it more, the more it's not funny.
Like, every single person in my school, when something bad happens, they go, womp, womp. Like, bro,
shut up. My God, that must be so annoying.
You're not funny.
You just hear that all day.
Womp, womp. Like, dark.
Like, it's kind of funny when I see it in a comment section. It's like, haha, get it?
Get it? Because, like, this person died.
Before we get to the spread, I have something I'd like to tell TikTok. Please stop showing me has-been hotel videos. I really don't care. Stop showing me has-been hotel videos. I don't want to know every new goddamn song that's in the show.
Dude, my face when the angels look exactly the same as the demons.
Like, stop showing me it.
Have you seen what the angels look like?
I think so. At this
point... They just look like demons, but whiter.
At this point, I've seen the entire show.
just Instagram.
I saw so many clips that I actually had a dream 2 nights ago.
What?
I had a dream 2 nights ago.
You had a dream?
I had a dream 2 nights ago. Where my dad watched Has Been Hotel and I was so disappointed in him that I wanted to like be disowned. I'm not even joking, that was an actual dream I had.
Wow.
Well, it's probably because like I couldn't go to sleep, so I was just like watching, just like I kept like just scrolling through videos and I just kept seeing Has Been Hotel videos. It was like the new song, I don't remember, it's the one with the president from Rick and Morty.
Oh my God.
Loser Baby, I think. Something like that. I kept seeing that
over. I don't know what happened. He just died.
I kept seeing that over and over and over again.
What kind of death? Instant. But he just... But nothing happened. He just died. Yeah, I cannot unhear him as the president from Rick and Morty. Has anyone else drawn the parallel that Angel Dust kind of sounds like Jack Skellington?
I haven't heard his voice very much, so I wouldn't be able to tell
you. Oh, because he's not an important character. Is he important? I'm not gonna watch this show.
I don't know.
Wait, Rem. Yeah. Do we watch the first episode? Do we watch the first episode?
I mean... We gotta wait
so long for Murder Pete.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. We have to wait so long for that. I mean, we might as well. You have Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can just watch it. Yeah.
Epic. So excited.
I just you know what? Apparently, this is played by Michael Kovac.
Who?
Who?
The guy in the middle.
Who is he? I don't know who that is. He looks like
people talk about that guy, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. Do I know him from something?
Oh, he's Pea Shooter in Plants vs. Zombies.
I genuinely thought you were being serious for a minute. Like, oh my god, he plays Pea Shooter.
Dude, oh my god.
Speaking of Plants vs. Zombies 3 comes out soon.
It looks awful.
It's,
bad. It's Jax and
Digimon. Oh, amazing. I'm so happy. You weren't supposed to see that photo.
What was I gonna say?
Plants vs. Zombies 3.
That was before that.
Are you excited for PvZ3?
I was, but now I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, it looks better than what we had previously, but...
That's true.
But, like, bro...
I feel like it could be good.
It might be good. I'll play it.
Oh, is it gonna say something about murder drones?
Oh, yeah. You asked if I had Amazon Prime. Or whatever.
Yeah,
Anyway, we need to.
I don't know. Yeah, it'll come back to me later. Super Mega Man 10. Can you tell us about the spread?
Okay, thank you. I didn't want to keep seeing this damn Grubhub ad of roses kissing each other.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Wait, roses look like Rose Tico, like a bad character.
Excuse me. That is the greatest character ever written in fiction. Hey, shut up. No.
Let me get to the spread.
Do I have a negative cantle tilt?
Shut up.
In early June 2014, a thread about Mew's video was submitted to the Red Pill Talk.
Oh, great. Wait, did you say Reddit Pill or Red Pill?
Oh, Red Pill. Red Pill Talk Forums. On June 17th, Mew uploaded a video responding to the Red Pill Talk thread. In October 2014, a post was submitted to the Red Pill Talk forums asking if anyone saw improvements from Mike Mewing.
That's so basic, Red Pill.
On April 15th, 2018, YouTuber AstroSky uploaded a video titled Why Mewing is Important to All, in which...
Do you say tilted? Like cantle
tilt. Oh, title.
like negative cantle tilt. Like, I need to start mewing.
Mewing is important to all, in which the video in which he explains how mewing improves his jawline.
On
September 22nd, YouTuber Anthotropics uploaded a video titled Doing Mewing, in which he describes various ways to remind viewers to mew.
Wow.
November 19th, 2018, YouTuber Judy Neptune uploaded a video titled How I Change My Facial Bone Structure by Mewing. Over the next several months, the video garnered more than 134,000 views and 660 comments. On June 19th, 2019, YouTuber AstroSky uploaded a video titled Mewing for Beginners. On February 18th, the Controversy Telegraph published an article titled Mewing, the new health craze taking over Instagram and YouTube. On February 22nd, 2019, YouTuber Brett Mavarik uploaded a video on the practice.
Wow.
That's it for the information.
That's mewing for you. Wow. We were mewing during the spread. Me and BCA. I mean, come on. It's mewing. Come on. You gotta... BCA is still mewing. I can tell. He doesn't want to break his mewing streak. I remembered what I was gonna say. And it was... you can, like, I can actually tell sometimes... that, like, there's a story that's trying to be told in, Has-Been Hotel. Like, there's an actual story that's, like, trying to be told. But then VivziePop just decides to just throw the worst jokes of all time into the show, and just like as many swear words as possible into it, because it makes it funny. Okay, you can stop muting now.
Yeah, alright. Oh no, I broke my streak.
No!
But anyway, yeah, I saw a clip of like when like Charlie Moist Critical, you know? You know, just make Moist Critical the voice actor of Charlie, it makes it so much. I saw like the clip where Charlie goes to like see the angels and they just start swearing.
Yeah, like I
thought the angels were like wholesome Chungus and stuff. They're more like drones. Murder drones.
There was an entire episode in Haloofaboss where they were angels from heaven.
No, those were cherubs. That's different. But shut up, I remember watching the episode. I remember
are they watching from heaven, though?
Yeah, actually, yeah, which makes no sense. Why do they look so different than the...
You know what?
Hey, Vizzy Bob. can you tell a coherent story? Is this the Vizzy
Bob multiverse or something? Okay, and then people defend the show, and they say, oh, but there's so many wholesome moments like the songs. No, because after the song, they go right back. They go right back to it. Immediately.
Wait, let me think of like a Hazbin Hotel joke right now, okay. So it's like, alright, like one of the characters like
just I guess this really has been a hotel.
Shut up. What are we? Some kind of Team Fortress? Two?
Oh, there's two of us, so does that make us Team Fortress
2? Are we a Team Fortress 2? Well, I guess it's really man versus machine.
I guess we really got...
That is one high tower.
I guess we really got banned from ban, am I right?
That is one high tower.
What are we doing? I don't...
Anyway, let me make a Hazbin Hotel joke. So, like, a character gets done singing, right? He or she's crying and stuff, and then, what's the one that... Yeah, the Angel Dust is, like, standing in the doorway. She's like, that just happened, and then says the F word, like, three times. That just effing happened. And then starts, like, smoking.
That's something that would happen in the show.
And then like Charlie comes in and is like, guys, Skibbity Toilet is attacking us.
That would never happen. Oh, my dog's here.
Oh my god. Dog. Is he like in your room?
Yeah, he's that was him.
Yo, what's good, Falcor?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, he's sitting down now.
How you doing?
Anyway.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Hold on.
Oh, he's trying to hide away. You know. Okay. Oh, just guys, son of a glitch. Am I right?
That's like.
Wait. What did they say that in? I've been like seeing references to that. What show was that?
That was in Space Jam 2.
I was thinking more Steven Universe because.
What?
I don't think that would have been said in Steven
Universe. Well, I guess this really was a Steven Universe.
I guess we really talked about memes throughout the ages.
I guess these really are memes throughout the ages. All this episode's been talking about, like... It's, like, barely been talking about Mewing's Hazbin
Hotel. We talked about Mewing in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. But, like... Hide away.
You know, it's...
We should get to
the next episode. Oh, yeah. Anyway, if we don't have anything else to say.
Do we have any information? This is probably a good time to start this up. The Memes Throughout the Ages official subreddit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I created it, like, 3 months ago. I've done nothing with it. We have an official Reddit
I guess this really was a Reddit.
We have an official subreddit. It's called MTTA. I think it's called MTTA Podcast. I'll get the actual name of it if it's not that in the next segment. You guys can post anything there. Just no racial slurs, nothing like bad, or you'll get banned.
I just saw a post from 2 months ago that says, "I just created a subreddit. Am I stupid?"
That was me.
You like that?
Wait, is it called MTTA Podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Join.
Oh, it's Hippie a Hound Dog. Hippie90 is gone. Yeah.
Go to r/MTTA Podcast.
It becomes the Arkham subreddit.
I would actually be fine with that. Please do that. All right. That's all the information. Join the Discord server. Links in the description. Hold on, I just have to shut my door. Alright.
Yeah.
There we go. That is all the information we have.
Alright, we'll see you all in the Mew Games. Goodbye.
Oh, hold on, don't you mean the Mew Games?
Okay, you're done. You're done. Nope, you're done. Alright, goodbye! Everybody, welcome to the Mean Games Smart Show, where we play games based on this episode and episode 4. Rem GGM, would you like to go into further depth?
So, the Mean Games is upon the show. Jesus Christ. Oh, ow, wow, Jesus Christ.
Oh. Wow, hey Rem, it kind of seems like you're...
Oh my god.
You're dying for it.
I just threw up in my mouth, wow, wonderful.
Oh, you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Morty.
Better than it has been myself.
Yeah. I just did a Morty, oh my lord. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm very sorry for you guys at home. Wow. Mom should be sorry for me, actually. Alright. the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the Meme Wheel with a bunch of games that we can play on it, whoever has the most points by the end of the...
These games...
From these games wins the Mew Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spin that wheel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Quote Conundrum.
How do we play this one, RemTGM?
In Quote Conundrum, what we must do is we need to say a quote, and then we need... Someone will say a quote, and then the person given the quote will need to guess who said it, and if they get it correct, they get a point.
All right, I'll go get the picker wheel. The picker wheel, which we call the name wheel, is a wheel with all of our names on it that chooses who will go first, second, and third in the meme games. All right, I have the wheel... Right here. Yes, no one can see, but the names are misspelled because the website is lagging. Alright. And my phone just dropped. Epic. Oh my god, Epic Peak. I was going first in today's meme games, and now we're going to be spinning again to see who goes second. Mega Man, you'll be going second in today's Meme Games, which means RemTGM will be going last, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Mega Man.
Yes.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, think of some quotes.
Okay, wait, do we want to think of a quote to give someone else before we do it, or do we just want to... Hold on. Who's going first? You're going first, right, BC?
Yeah.
Who do you want to give... You.
Mega Man.
Oh.
Brother, you are an option.
Well, I'm trying to think here.
I'm dying for it. I'm dying for it.
So we're in Paphos.
I think.
Because... Is that the quote?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think.
It's easy. It's rough.
Well, hold on.
It's both of us.
That's actually not correct.
What do you mean?
That was actually you.
Oh, it was me?
That yes. was you.
You said that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
you said that, then I... Like, you said that, and then I said, so hard. We're in Hunter Normal.
Oh.
And then I started saying it. Yeah.
So we're in Fortnite.
So, BCA does not get a point.
Yeah. I fucked. Mega Man, it is now your turn. Who would you like to give you...
I would like Ren to give me my...
Alright.
Oh. That was a reference.
You know? Sorry, I'm yawning a lot.
Okay, I have to think of a quote.
You can do it. Rem, are you really dying for it?
Get it?
Yeah.
I got
it. Hide away.
This is really difficult.
Is it?
Shut up. Jesus Christ.
That guy hating.
This one's probably gonna be a bit easy, but Super Mega Man 10.
Yes.
Who said Jesus rizzed on the third day?
Us or one of our people from Discord?
Midcord. But our Discord is in Midcord.
Yeah.
Because there's memes throughout the ages, which you can go join. It's probably going to be in the description of this episode. Go join it.
Do I at least get a hint?
No. I don't know how.
You cannot get a hint that without literally saying.
I want to guess BCA.
Oh my god, he's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I remember saying that.
BCA did say Jesus rizzed on the third day.
Can you believe that it's like almost been like 80 episodes since Jesus skating?
It has been. Hotel.
Alright, you're done. Alright, you're done, leave.
It almost has been.
You're kicked off the podcast room.
I don't think... Yeah, it has almost been.
Oh my god.
I can't say has been anymore without thinking
has been. Guys, has been the hotel! What's a funny joke?
Yeah.
Guys, it's not funny unless I say the F word 7 times.
Alright, I'm gonna have you two come up with mine.
Alright.
Okay.
Banan, banan. Jesus walks. Lord, show me the way. Something. I don't remember what Kanye said. I don't remember the lyrics. That's Jesus Walks from The College Dropout. Now, you know who doesn't? That's what he's doing. Kanye's out walking.
Alright.
Because he's walking away from the studio instead of dropping the album. Okay, yeah.
Who says the quote, "This is a rainy moment"?
Excuse me. This was something that was said on the podcast?
Yeah.
This is a Randy moment?
Yeah.
Well, that would have to be me, right?
Yes. Yeah. Good job. I think I've said it once or twice, but you say it the most.
Well, that is...
So everyone else gets a point besides me, so RemTGM and Mega Man are getting a point.
Oh, this has been a meme games.
Okay, you're done.
Yep.
You're kicked. Wait, I gotta start, like, singing. Skibbity toilet will be my... I gotta stop doing this.
I really do.
Resolution was to stop making Phantom Tax Kaisen at Ohio Skibbity Toilet jokes, and I haven't followed through on
that. Okay, you know how to easily do it?
What?
Substitute all of those words with Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much easier to just do it, because, like, whenever I would say something like that, I just say Fortnite instead.
Dude, what's the Fortnite?
Exactly. Let's do that.
All right, so we'll see you all in the meme. In a castle of criticism. Criticism castle. Goodbye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, the point of the show where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. Remshi Jim, what are our reviews for today?
All right, so as always, we have A, B, and C.
Let's go with A.
Yeah, let's go with A.
A? All right. Before we get into the review, I want to give an update to Paper Mario Sticker Star. I'm pretty sure BCA did not play it.
Yeah, I did not play it.
He did not play it. I'm halfway through the game.
Is it good?
People say it's the worst one in the series, which is why I started with it. I want to play because they made 6 games. Like, the later 3 were the worst, and the first 3 were really good. I'm really liking Sticker Star so far, but a lot of people think it's the worst. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, now time to go into the review. This is a...
Is Paper Jam a Mario and Luigi game or a Paper Mario?
Mario and Luigi game.
Okay.
It's just a crossover with Paper Mario.
Oh, okay.
So this review, very wholesome, but it's going to be a lot on me to do. This review is titled, I Love This. And it entails... I listen to this when I go to bed, and they're so calm, and the background music is amazing. First of all, I'd like to. When I read this during the week, and I immediately paused, and I was like, "Where's the calm?" And then we don't listen to our podcast enough. You know why?
Why?
We sound extremely calm. We're extremely calming to listen to.
We are.
With the background music and everything. I didn't think about it. Like, in our minds, we think that this is, like, an extremely chaotic podcast.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, really calming to listen to.
I used to watch every episode we put out.
Oh, listen.
I stopped doing it for some reason.
Yeah, me too. We just don't have the time, and I mean, we're doing it, so it's not like we're missing it.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are doing it.
Yeah, we were the ones that were here to do it.
And now's the time for the part that's difficult for me. Double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, double eyes, double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, wholesome heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, wholesome heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, kissing emoji, kissing heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, wholesome heart emoji, wholesome heart emoji, double heart eyes emoji, kissing heart emoji, kissing heart emoji, Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Kissing heart emoji. Kissing heart emoji. Kissing heart emoji.
Are you done?
Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji.
Brothers.
Kissing heart emoji. 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 Double heart eyes emoji. Kissing heart 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 emoji.
Hey, Rob.
Kissing heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Double heart eyes emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji. Wholesome heart emoji.
Hey, so I thought we said that we were not going to
read that many emojis. I saw it as a challenge, and this was a very wholesome review. And this review is by a new reviewer by the name of Cat8374.
Thank you so much, Cat8374, for the five... Oh, is it five-star?
It is a five-star review.
Thank you, Cat8384... Did I already forget the numbers?
8374.
8374 for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Cast the next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear criticism, like the name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Rem TGM.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of Memes Throughout the Ages. Keep mewing, and we'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.